Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Two armed men arrested at Penn Station yesterday after a threat to the Jewish community.
Police arrested two men in connection with a threat to attack a synagogue in New York City. We're told the threat originated online and did not involve a specific synagogue, but 21-year-old Christopher Brown and 22-year-old Matthew Marrer were arrested on weapons charges after police found a large knife, a Glock 17, and a 30-round magazine.
That is correspondent Aaron Katursky reporting. Now, the men have been identified. Police have sent additional patrols to synagogues and other sensitive locations. One of the suspects, Brown, is said to have had a swastika armband with him when he was caught. Mitchell Silber of the Community Service Initiative, a former NYPD intelligence official, told Channel 2 News his group alerted authorities.
Yesterday morning, they detected an individual on Twitter who was talking about carrying out violent attacks against a Jewish synagogue, nonspecific, in New York. We also got the threat from a few other organizations as well.
Some reaction from right-wing community leader Isaac Abraham.
Well, it comes to no shock and to no surprise, because if you take a look at almost for the last 10 years, we have been under, the Jewish community has been constantly under attack. It's either a bus bombing in Israel or assaults and attacks in synagogues.
Governor Hochul praised the police efforts and pointed out that she increased state police effort for tracking extremism on social media. Investigators still looking for the cause of that fire that killed three people in Clifton, New Jersey.
The roaring fire gutted every floor of a house on Ladwick Lane, and in the process it took three lives. The dead were 65-year-old Stephen Warga, 71-year-old Elaine Warga, and 95-year-old Helen Popovich. She lived on the top floor and used a walker to move around. A neighbor, Francisco Pina, said he saw the flames shooting into the air.
You know, I had just passed with a dog like a half hour before, and it was all fine, you know, and then all of a sudden the whole house is up in flames. It was like, it was incredible. You could feel the heat all the way to the corner.
There was a fourth person injured at the scene. He was taken to St. Joseph University Medical Center in stable condition. The cause of the tragic fire hasn't been released by the Clifton Police Department. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Clifton.
Today is a World Day of Remembrance for victims of traffic violence to honor the people who've died in crashes. And this is the day that the city is dedicating a memorial grove. Mayor Adams and many city leaders will be at Lincoln Terrace, Arthur Summers Park at noon to honor the 221 people who died in the past year in the city. Felicia Parker-Roberts is the director of regional infrastructure projects for Tri-State Transportation. She calls this an important day.
It gives us a moment to collectively mourn people who have died due to traffic-related deaths. And the second important reason is that it brings attention to something that can easily be seen as status quo.
At the ceremony, family members will read the names of their loved ones killed in the last year. Former President Trump has the green light to come back to Twitter, but it's unclear if he will. New owner Elon Musk announced the reinstatement after posting a poll that went 52-48% in favor. Trump urged his followers on his social platform to vote in the poll, but also said he wasn't going anywhere. What now? CNN editor Ian Schur.
People expected this to happen in the first place anyway. Elon Musk had made it clear that he didn't agree with the decision to ban President Trump from Twitter indefinitely. And though it wasn't the first thing he did, even his staff believed that it was going to happen.
The word comes amid serious questions about the platform, including how many people are actually still working there after Musk's demand last week that workers commit to being hardcore or leave. Well, if you're going over the river and through the woods, make sure you're boosted, masked, and tested. That is a message from health experts reminding folks that there's a lot they can do to minimize the risk of COVID, flu, and the RSV virus that's been sickening children in recent weeks. Advice? Well, think of the most vulnerable person who will be at the holiday celebration, whether they're elderly, newborn, or immunocompromised, and take precautions based on them. That could be masks, keeping windows open, gathering outside. And they say, whatever you're doing, make sure you're up to date on boosters and flu shots.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.